Donald Sussman's amount alone is nearly three times the number from number two to number 10. So he comes in number one at $2.9 million. Number two is the distant second at $180,000. So he dwarfs everybody else in Maine by a long shot.
What struck me by the numbers were Democrats seem to be getting more of these big donors than Republicans.
Right. One of the comments we made in the story is about the rare rich guy in the group who gave to Republicans. We usually expect that at least people have been around as long as you and I have been, other way around. Although if you look at the list, it's interesting historically. A lot of the folks come from what you might call Republican money, like Hildreth or Rockefeller or Milken. But their generation currently giving from those families tend to be Democratic.
Do you go into any sort of analysis as to why folks are giving so much money?
The ones we reached mostly gave really altruistic or ideological reasons. The Democrats often feel that they've got to give this money to fight against Republican money. They also favor topics like helping poor people or the environment or the climate change. The one Republican, there's only two Republicans on the list. The one I did speak to who agreed to a comment, I really felt he was from Lewiston. He was a liquor magnet, and he felt a lot of a kinship to Paula Page. Both from Lewiston, both guys who've done well in their lives, and both people who feel that the entitlement society has gone too far.
Is all of this money as a result of the recent Supreme Court decisions within the last few years that are opening it up, or is this something that's been going on for a long time?
Well, it's been going on for a long time that the Supreme Court decision made it easier for corporations and labor unions to give money. But we decided that most of the focus on money in the coverage has been either outside money coming into the state, which is important to know, or corporate and labor money coming in because of Citizens United. But the one area that hasn't been talked about and why we try to fill that kind of gap with our journalism is these wealthy individuals who put in a lot of money and are known by political scientists as gatekeepers. These are single people who, through the amount of money they give, can affect whether someone actually has the money to run for Congress or House or Senate or whatever it may be, as opposed to people who don't give any money or $10 or $15. They don't have the sort of influence and power.
Probably the most famous name on the list is author Stephen King.
Right. And although he didn't speak to us, he's got a history of being progressive, Democratic, liberal, and he's one of the few people on the list, from what I can tell, who made his own money. A lot of these folks inherited money, maybe made some more on their own, came up with family businesses. But Stephen King, you can say he came up from a pretty low level. And every bit of money he gives is his own, and he made it himself.
And some of these folks are not just giving money here in Maine to Maine candidates or Maine causes. They're national players.
Yeah, this money, we looked at two sets of data. One is people in Maine who give to other people in Maine, candidates and causes. The other is people in Maine who give to federal candidates, whether they're the U.S. Senate in Maine or Congress in Arkansas or Senate in Alaska. So a lot of this money, especially Sussman's money and Pingree's money, a lot of that money has gone to other states.
When you look at this, you're only seeing the money that is disclosed. There's a whole bunch of the so-called super PACs that don't disclose their donors. Were you able to find out if any of these folks have actually contributed money to some of these super PACs?
No, you know, you can find out where those super PACs spend their money, but they're not required to tell you where they got their money from. So there isn't any really easy way to do it. There are people who speculate on it, but if we can't find something in a document, we'd rather not use it.
When you look at all of this, what's it telling you about Maine politics? Is the little guy who gives $25 or $50 to a candidate being totally overwhelmed by these top 10 or top 15 donors?
You know, when we were in a civics class, we always learned the concept one man, one vote. We spoke to some person who gave $25 in the campaign, and he made the point, as so did the experts make the point, that one man, one vote is kind of an outdated idea today because money determines who runs and who succeeds. And if you have more money, it's like it's one man, many dollars. One man, you might argue, many votes.